您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
China is now the third largest market in the world for cosmetic surgery, right behind the United States and Brazil. And we've surpassed the status of, well, that is South Korea, the country that is known for cosmetic surgery. And these cosmetic injections, they're getting more and more popular. At the same time, complaints about bad injections and surgical accidents shoot up. So why did these mini plastic surgeries become dangerous? Because they're supposed to be safe in the first place. So what's going on?
So when you're talking about mini plastic surgery, are you referring to, you know, the sort of little minor sort of like facelifts that are very popular in China? You know, like with the eyelid surgery, I think that's a popular one. Is it that sort of thing that you're referring to?
I think not necessarily. Minor surgery here means, I don't even think it's called a surgery anymore because it's about injection.
It's like Botox or fillers.
Right. So it's not about cutting you open or you going under the knife, but it's actually just that little needle.
Right.
And then, you know,
So it's like a local anesthetic procedure rather than a general one. They don't knock you out. They just numb the affected area and then do it. I think I've seen a documentary. They do the double eyelid surgery, which is very popular here in China and South Korea, where I think the eyes, well, the effect is supposed to be, you know, that you get like an extra crease in your eyelid and your eyes appear bigger. I think they actually do that under local anesthetic, which to me sounds terrifying. You know, you're there with your eyes presumably strapped open like in Clockwork Orange, and then you've got some, you know, you've got a scalpel coming down, and you've got to somehow, you know, remain calm and not lose yourself.
Yeah, I think it's basically still a mentality thing. And I remember He Yang actually talked about this issue on previous shows.
Oh, have I?
And
if I remember
correctly, you are strongly against any kind of plastic surgery. And the only circumstances under which you're okay with it is if someone, let's say, is born with some kind of
defect.
Yeah, defect. Then that's the only circumstance. And I happen to have that stance as well. So I think, you know, if you just want to inject Botox so that you could look younger, that's purely vanity, and I'm always against vanity.
Okay, I'm against vanity as well, but why is there so much vanity in the world? Why do people judge a lot of people by the way they look? And I just want to ask that question, because I think nowadays, when you consider why these minors, let's just call them surgeries for the discussion's sake, why are they so popular? First of all, because they're cheap. And second of all, like I said before, it's not going under the knife. So people think it should be safer. And also, often, like, after a year, that effect just goes away. And then you're like, you know, back to ground zero again. And then people assume that means that it's safer. So I think these are two very powerful reasons why people think this is a good way to make myself look better. And the problem here right now is that we see a lot of news about things going wrong. And because of the fact that this is not a long-lasting surgery, that the people who are the practitioners that are carrying out these minor surgeries sometimes only receive like a 5-day training. And that is horrendous and horrifying to know.
That is horrendous and horrifying. But I still think the main problem lies in the people who want to take a chance with their faces, with their bodies. Because, again, I have to say it's a mentality thing. They think just because they don't go under knives, they don't get cut open, it's a minor surgery. Obviously, that shows that they haven't done enough research. I mean, even if it's just a, let's say, nose job, there still could be a lot of risks. And you could still have a botched job, and that will basically ruin your face.
Well, okay, you guys don't seem to know a lot about minor surgery. Not like I do, but I read about it, all right? So when we talk about, like the nose job you mentioned, Liu Yan, the traditional way would be, you know, sticking stuff into your nose to enhance the bridge, to make your nose look more defined. And the minor mini plastic surgery we're talking about here would be doing injections, and then the practitioner would sort of like making a clay model out of your nose, and then just by squeezing it and doing things to your nose after the injection, and then you'll get that bridge. So there's no like cutting things open. There might not even be blood coming out,
and it stays there for how long? Is that permanent? Or?
It's not permanent. It could stay like that for maybe a few months or a year, and you're back to what you used to have.
And then you could have the same procedure again, but get a different shaped nose. It's like, you know, wearing different pairs of trainers or something, according to what look you're perhaps
Wouldn't
into.
It be great if it's actually that easy and so carefree and doesn't really have any bad side effects? But that doesn't seem to be the case at all here. As it seems like in our country right now, the most popular one is the nose job, and also, you know, Botox that can give your skin and face a fuller look. And that seems to be the thing that a lot of people are going for. But it sounds like, you know, what is the regulation or its role here? It sounds like something that doesn't have a lot of supervision here.
No, I mean, especially if, as you said, people only have to take a 4-day course to you know, be a practitioner of this sort of procedure. It doesn't sound very safe. And even if I was of a mind to, you know, to undergo such a procedure, I don't think I'd be terribly reassured by that notion.
Me neither. So again, this comes back to the fact that a lot of people just don't do enough research. If they have done their homework, they will realize that there are actually a lot of people in China who, like you said, only maybe train for 5 days and then start doing this. So if they have found out about that fact, maybe they will think twice.
But yeah. It does seem to be, you know, it does seem to be a trend here. I mean, you mentioned earlier, He Yang, about how you were amazed that China had overtaken South Korea. You know, and you hear stories of a lot of people from China actually going to South Korea to have procedures done. I remember when I first arrived in Beijing and I was queuing up at the police station to, you know, do all my papers and everything. And I didn't speak any Chinese. Well, I still don't. But anyway, I was with my flatmate at the time who was, you know, translating for me. And there was quite a tall Chinese woman sort of in front of me, a couple of places ahead in the queue. And she was saying something, having quite an animated discussion with the policewoman. And my housemate told me that she was saying that she just had plastic surgery in Korea, and that's why she looked nothing like her photo on her whatever permit she was showing to the policewoman.
Wow. Well, I guess you do get those people who would go to such drastic length to just make themselves look better. Mm. But I say that as if, you know, it's something that's not a big deal, but I can understand sometimes people really obsess about beauty, and then people maybe attach too much expectation to what that beauty can bring to you. And CC Vivian, our WeChat listener, says that I assume the people who can afford the minor surgery that we're talking about today, it's cheaper, but it still needs money, and it's mainly the midlife crisis age group. I don't necessarily agree. I think these days, cosmetic surgery and these minor surgeries that we're talking about today, they're so prevalent because they're not expensive, like Vivian says, and it gives everyone a chance to go for a try. And as we've talked about, the effect doesn't last forever, so you can go for, you know, plan B if plan A doesn't work.
Yeah, I think unfortunately a lot of people, you know, in China and abroad, you know, tend to judge a book by its cover. And, you know, in this sort of instant gratification that you see every day, you know, you see all these movie stars or maybe your favorite South Korean pop stars, and they all look a certain way, and people aspire to that and they want to look like that. And I mean, I've heard stories of people wanting to get plastic surgery so they might have a better chance of getting a good job or a promotion at work. So I think it features in a lot of areas of society at the moment.
Right. I don't necessarily think, you know, it's all about midlife crisis either. So I think what He Yang said earlier makes a lot of sense. The thing is, like I keep saying over and over again, people don't do enough homework. I mean, even if they have figured out this is not too expensive and it's not everlasting, I can still go back to my original self, still you have to do the balancing act. You have to figure, see if I go abroad and, you know, I get asked by a police officer, is that you? You know, is it worth that kind of trouble? You have to do that calculation yourself.
Yeah, okay, since our show is all about good arguments, good points, and, you know, a very, like, a scholarly view on a lot of things, and it's about sharing, I will say something that the reason why that I have not done something like this just yet, when I see people around me that have gone through surgery, maybe small ones, and look terrific, is that I'm afraid that once you've got that first injection or Botox or
you can't filler, stop.
It's like putting on those red dancing shoes. And then in fairy tale, and you don't stop. Because once you have experienced the ultimate goal, the best look that you can never achieve through natural birth, and then how can you get off that drug? Wouldn't you just go back for more? And now with these minor surgeries, you can even go for, like, you can go for Fun Bing Bing, you can go for Li Bing Bing, you can go for Angelina Jolie. There are just too many options out there. How could you resist the temptation, especially after you've had it once?
I wonder if there's loads of young people in South Korea now who just end up sort of looking the same because they've all had the same procedure done.
I'm so glad you brought that up because, yes, that is the note we want to end up with, that no, this is something that is not the panacea for all of your psychological problems, and please look at the credentials of these doctors that are, or practitioners that are giving you the surgery or the procedure.